From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, good morning to you.
Yeah, very good morning, Mike.
Very big week. Tesla's coming, Alphabet's coming, Microsoft coming, Apple's coming. They're all coming.
It's all going on. It's all going on. Just a quick recap on US markets last week, Mike, because we had pretty choppy trading last week, and I was just looking at you at the S&P 500, and it kind of fell 1%, recovered a couple of times in the sort of very much zigzag trading pattern, because we had that curveball thrown in there about that potential capital gain tax in the mix, albeit only for very wealthy Americans. That sort of kept us all on our toes as well, and the background talk of a hike in the company tax as well. The thing is, Mike, at this stage, the bid, the buying interest just keeps coming back. And so, you know, I'm very much now looking at the week ahead. And if we put the lens on that, yeah, there's a heck of a lot going on. To sum it all up, it's in a busy week of corporate earning results, a barrage of economic data, and then the Federal Reserve stepping up to the plate later this week as well. So that's on the 29th their time, and I think it's reasonable to expect the Federal Reserve in their commentary to be more positive than they were in March. And if I think about what's being pumped into the US economy, the $1.9 trillion American rescue package, and this confidence rising coming back from these vaccine rollout programs. And look, we had purchasing managers indexes last week. They were at record levels. Actually, Mike, I could point to numerous data points that indicate this froth that they've got in the US economy. And I think the key issue for this week is that expectations are the Fed is going to confirm their patient stance. They're going to want to wait and see whether this momentum can be sustained. Yeah, but right on the earnings front, yeah, gosh, it's a biggie. Tesla later on this morning, then General Electric, as you say, Alphabet, Microsoft, Apple, Starbucks, Boeing, Ford. Tesla's a couple of hours away. The chatter on the streets is they have a shot at beating consensus expectations, which comes after a pretty torrid week for Tesla. There was that fatal crash in Texas and ongoing issues in China. And we know that Elon Musk loves spicing up his conference call. Wait for the cryptocurrency comments. They have nothing to do with Tesla. Apple, they just keep posting these remarkable numbers. Look for revenue there, over $100 billion New Zealand dollars for the quarter. But I actually do think there's a reasonable chance we get a bit of volatility this week, because you've got those tailwinds of this earnings results, but there's still these sort of tax issues in the background that are a bit of a headwind. So volatility remains with us, Mike.
All right. You're the man. That's why we pay you so well, to keep us on top of the stuff. What about China? Those numbers are extraordinary.
Yeah, so very topical at the moment as well, isn't it? So you had the big economic surge in the first quarter to the end of March. The indications from April are that momentum, that's running through, that's still going. And remember, they had record growth in the fourth quarter. And we know that Chinese economic health is very important for New Zealand, given our export profile with the Chinese. Also very much under scrutiny at the moment through that foreign policy lens. And actually, Mike, I've got a couple of friends here from Australia at the moment, and they were commenting about how big a news over the weekend the whole foreign policy stance and the economic thing is in Australia at the moment. But look, at the end of last week, Bloomberg Economics look at an aggregate index from what they call 8 early indicators. It looks at things like total floor area of home sales in the big cities, the inventory of steel rebar, copper prices. Copper's the new gold, you know that, Mike?
Yes, it is.
Factory inflation, all these sort of forward-looking indicators. In March, that aggregate number was the strongest it's ever been, well into expansionary territory. It's looking like it's still there in April. So that economic momentum is carrying on, even though, you know, we've got these kind of funky comparisons at the moment with that sort of peak COVID despair last year, but there doesn't seem to be any slowing down in China.
All right, what are the numbers?
The Dow Jones at the moment, just down slightly, 34,017, down 25, so very small, about 0.07%. So I'd call that unchanged. The S&P 500, 4190, up 10 points. The NASDAQ, though, the tech stocks going all right, up 116 points, just under 1%, 14,133. Overnight, the FTSE 100, 6963, up 25. The Nikkei up 106 points, 29,126. Shanghai Composite, 3441, fell 33, about 1%. The ASX 200, 7045, down 15. The NZX 50, this is from Friday, remember, up 73 points, 0.58% gain, 12,650. Kiwi dollar continues to be reasonably strong, up above 72 cents against the US, 0.7239, 0.9277 Aussie, 0.5990 euro, 0.5211 quid, 78.28 Japanese yen, gold $1,780, and Brent crude $65.97.
You have a fabulous day. Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher and the good guys at jmiwealth.co.nz.